Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Happy Victory Monday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. In Richmond, we are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame. And look who's back. It's Johnny Cakes Auville.
Let me see if I remember how this machine works. Let me press this button here. Oh, there we go. Bank 7, number 44, HTTR. It's an 11-win Victory Monday. Something that hasn't happened in freaking 33 years.
Playoffs.
In these parts.
They're in the playoffs, Cakes.
They're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs after a 4-win season. You know what? Credit you. When we went through the schedule.
Thank you. Credit me.
You had them with 11 wins.
I did somehow. And I don't know how I got to that number.
You had them with 11 wins.
Not sure what that sorcery was, what that black magic I was concocting over here. But
the irony is, and I will call myself the P word,
okay,
is that all offseason,
yeah,
I preached the Houston Texans turnaround being possible.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I was mocked,
yeah,
including by you.
There was probably some mocking, yeah.
And somehow, I was the P word and ended up with a 7-10 season. You went with an 11.
So, JP, sometimes you just got to put them out on the table and be bold with some of your predictions. And an 11-win prediction in the offseason was certainly bold because we didn't know exactly what Jaden Daniels was or would become. And look, I'm not going to get into the back and forth to drab, have him admit that he's elite, that he's a superstar. He's in his rookie season, he's pretty much playing close to superstar level.
He's,
to get them to 11 wins after a 4-win campaign out of the wreckage of the Ron Rivera era here in Washington, D.C., I mean, just what a remarkable accomplishment and a remarkable rookie season for Jaden Daniels.
He's having an amazing rookie season.
Yeah,
you know, anything can happen. C.J. Stroud looked elite last year. Mm-hmm. This year, he does not. But right now, in this moment, Jaden Daniels is doing things that nobody expected. The team, with 11 wins, with one to go, mm-hmm, has far surpassed most everybody's expectations. And the kid's setting records. I saw this last night, retweeted it at Junks Radio. Jaden Daniels is the only NFL quarterback in the last 30 years to go 5 for 5 or better with no sacks and 40-plus rushing yards on a single drive. He did it in overtime as a rookie to clinch a playoff berth.
And that's a pretty good. That's a pretty big sample size. 30 years is a pretty large sample size to call those stats and information from.
His legs are amazing. He ended up with 127 yards on 16 attempts, which really has carried the running game really for the last 3 weeks. While you haven't been here the last 2 weeks, one of the discussions we were having was what happened to the running game that was led early in the season by Brian Robinson. And obviously, a week ago, Brian Robinson fumbles the ball twice. You can see they're weaving in Chris Rodriguez more, McNichols a little more. But Jaden is carrying the running game.
He's had to. I mean,
the last 3 weeks, when you look at the rushing statistics, it is by far led by Jaden Daniels. And it's not just that he gets the yards. It's when he gets them. I mean,
they're critical.
Any third down, any fourth down, it seems like, let's just have Jaden run. He'll figure it out.
Look, I tweeted this during the game last night. Dan Quinn, he has the ultimate luxury, and Cliff Kingsbury too, of any fourth and short, and I mean like fourth and four or less, is almost an automatic go for it with Jaden Daniels under center. Because the threat of him running and his relative ease of picking up first downs on fourth and short is, it's uncanny. Like, he has extra downs to play with as this offense is marching down the field. Like, it's not an automatic, oh, it's fourth down, we have to punt. It's, well, how short is the fourth down? Is it under fourth and five? Then we're probably going to go for it. And they're converting it at a spectacular rate. It's like over 85%.
Keep playing the music, Cakes. The story starts and ends with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
But what a catch by Zach Ertz. Oh. Because that was a dart. That was a dart from Jaden Daniels.
I mean,
to Zach hold Ertz, on to that ball.
He should have had a hat trick because he dropped one in the end zone earlier in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, that's a hat tip to Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury because he worked with Cliff, obviously, in Arizona.
I thought he was washed.
A guy that Jaden clearly relies on for big catches in the red zone. Now look, he's not going to win any foot races, but he gets open and he makes big catches for this offense. A very good offseason signing to come in, and I mean he's made Ben Sinnott a guy on a milk carton. Have you heard anything from
No.
Ben Sinnott? I haven't heard anything from Ben Sinnott in weeks.
Get a lot more from Bates.
Even Bates is getting catches. I mean,
right.
He got his eighth last night, and I shook my head when he got his eighth catch of the season last night. But yeah, Ertz, I mean, what a remarkable signing. I think it was a one-year, $5 million deal to help ease that transition for Jaden Daniels as a rookie.
When the field goal is kicked.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going down the middle. Did you think it was a loser?
I thought it might have been a loser, but here's what I had in the back of my head. I was like, that's Riley Patterson.
Right.
He's a commander's throwaway.
Reject.
For a team that's desperate for any sort of kicking talent. I saw him out on the field and I said, well, there's a good chance he misses it. It's a 54-yarder.
Plus it was windy.
Yeah, and he's Riley Patterson. He's a guy that the Commanders looked at and said, you're not good enough for our weird carousel kicking situation. No thanks. We're going to pass on you. Once I saw that it was him, I had some confidence.
Not to get too far away from what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But did you see Cade York for the Bengals? That's another Commanders kicker reject.
Yeah, that was also.
He has a gimme, basically, to win the game for the Bengals. They're fortunate they won.
Yeah.
And he just yanks it to the left off the field goal post.
That was also a knife straight to the heart for me, fantasy-wise.
Because
it brought Joe Burrow back out of the field. And he throws another freaking touchdown.
Yeah, but you've got Jaden.
That's in a league where I got eliminated.
Oh.
Different league.
Wow.
Now I've got to hold on and hope George Kittle and Juwan Jennings don't go nuts tonight. But that's beside the point. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Here's what people care about. 11 dubs, clinching a playoff spot, and Jaden Daniels, he's the truth. He's just the truth.
Like I said.
And for Commanders fans, it's only going to get better from here. This is him doing it. He's throwing the ball to Ozakias 100 times last night.
Yep.
Like, the talent around him is going to get layered in such a way over the next two, three, four seasons with Adam Peters at the helm instead of that saboteur Ron Rivera picking the players. Just imagine how much better it's going to be when there are better players surrounding Jaden Daniels. And look, I know it's not a chart, you know, this is a graph that's going to go straight up. It's not linear, but this should be like the baseline for Jaden Daniels. And that should terrify all the other teams in the NFL. If he's this good as a rookie with, I mean, Terry McLaurin, and let's be honest, a lot of cast-offs surrounding him.
It should, but I mentioned the Texans, and the Texans improved
right.
their receiving core, and you know they've had injuries this year.
I'm already convinced he's light years beyond C.J. Stroud.
Okay, but C.J. Stroud had a great year last year.
He did.
And people were talking about him as being a top-five quarterback, mm-hmm. potentially. So, look, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
In this moment, mm-hmm. he is carrying this team. They had a three-game losing streak. That was a tough stretch. They've now won four in a row. They're 11-5. If you want to chime in, it is Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. You can chime in. Like I said, the story starts with Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. and it ends with Jaden Daniels. But there are a lot of things to talk about. They might not be the 7 seed. They have themselves in position now right. to be a 6 seed. And with the 6 seed, you're going to face a lesser opponent.
Right.
I mean, the Eagles with a guy I never heard of from Stanford mm-hmm. just demolished their opponent yesterday. So I know you just beat the Eagles, but I'd rather not face the Eagles in the
sure.
first round.
Yeah, there's something to play for in the season finale at Dallas. So there's not going to be any resting Jaden. There's not going to be any resting the starters. There's still playoff positioning that they're playing for this upcoming Sunday. And as a quick aside, going back to the game against the Falcons, I'm sorry. Raheem Morris is a buffoon. Oh. He's buffoonery at the highest level.
And he did it both halves.
You tweeted about it last night.
Yeah, because you've always preached the clock management specialist.
It just blows my mind that these are multi-billion dollar organizations and they can't figure out timeouts. These are guys who've been
around.
Well,
that's the job of the coach.
These guys have been in football especially, for 30 years.
Especially these coaches that aren't calling plays.
I mean,
he's not calling plays.
Do these guys think that are they going to get like a merit raise from the owner if they go in with the extra timeouts that they're saving, that they're not burning at the end of games?
Correct me if I'm wrong. In the first half, they had 3 in the bank.
Yeah, it befuddles me. I'm terribly vexed by it. I don't know why these guys do it, but it's an epidemic. It happens all the time. And Raheem Morris, the latest guy that was in the spotlight.
You got to thank the Falcons.
Night.
It's not to take any credit away from what Washington did, because Washington had to make plays. But they went 3 and out, mm-hmm. give the ball back to the Falcons. The Falcons have a fairly long completion, but in the middle of the field with 2 timeouts yeah. and about 30 seconds left. You immediately call timeout.
And also,
you have 2 timeouts left.
Is Zach Robinson, is that the offensive coordinator
yes.
for the Atlanta Falcons? We should send him some sort of gift basket, because all Bijan Robinson was doing in the first half was slicing and dicing and cutting up this Washington Commanders horrible run defense. And that's something we'll get to later. I'm sure we'll talk with John Kime about it. I think they were 29th ranked heading into the game. And then in the second half, and I know part of it was due to the Commanders holding on to the ball a ton, but they just completely went away from Bijan Robinson when he was destroying them in the first half. So thank you to Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris, for more buffoonery from going away from your best player, especially with a rookie quarterback making his first road start in Michael Penix.
Well, like you said, the time of possession difference,
yeah.
especially in the third quarter, was amazing.
Right.
The Washington Commanders dominated the clock. There was a 3 and out by the Falcons. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they tried to give Bijan the ball. He got stuffed on that drive. And then they didn't get the ball back. So, did they go away from him, or they just didn't have the ball?
I don't know. Thank you for whatever you did. Thank you for keeping the ball away from Bijan, whether it was more the Commanders doing it or just offensive play calling malpractice by the Atlanta Falcons. Either one was fine.
There were massive plays throughout the game that maybe turned things. Mm-hmm. And you could talk about Atlanta botching. I agree with you. The timeout usage was horrible. But in the end, Washington had to make plays. And Jaden made plays. His legs on that last drive. I mean, how do you defend that?
No, you can't.
I felt like there was a moment in the season that was against the really good teams when they had that 3-game losing streak where I thought that defenses were throwing a spy his way and were limiting his legs. But maybe it was he was still recovering from the injury and wasn't running as much because the last few weeks, he's running all over the park.
Yeah, and the 70-yard touchdown drive was almost exclusively Jaden Daniels.
I mean, think about those
legs.
The fourth down last week, and he runs for like 22 yards.
Right.
And then some of these runs last night.
He's special. He's the 20th leading rusher in the NFL as a quarterback.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. It is Victory Monday. Your takeaways from the game last night next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. It's JP and Cakes hanging out, talking about the Commanders in the playoffs. They have clinched a playoff berth with that overtime win last night against the Atlanta Falcons. Jaden Daniels, another game-winning drive.
It's just jarring to look at the Commanders' record with an 11 at the start of it. It's been so long since we've seen that double-digit number since 1991. I mean, think about how long. I mean, you were in college in 1991. That's how long ago that was. And that's way in the rearview mirror. A long time. Commanders fans have been waiting a long time for this moment. I felt good for them last night.
Four wins in a row for the Washington Commanders, and they have been riding Jaden Daniels. He is, you know, comes off the 5-touchdown game a week ago and then has this game-winning drive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about the plays that he's made late in games just in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Spectacular. And to see the crowd, the way they get into it, and I know we're going to touch on that later about the, you know, is there a real home field advantage now at Northwest Stadium? Well, there certainly was last night, and there certainly was against the Eagles in that comeback win last weekend as well. But we're taking your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, getting your first reactions to the team's 11th win that clinches a playoff spot. Let's go to Skip calling from D.C. Skip, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I go way back. I mean, you all are getting ready to celebrate your 30th anniversary. I go back further than that. I go back to Vince Lombardi. You talk about a culture change.
You do go way back.
That was a real culture change, okay? And then George Allen. And, of course, Joe Gibbs. But, you know, until Vince Lombardi got there, there was like 20 years from Sammy Baugh era. You know, that was like a big gulf right there. And we've gone through that for the last 25 years. And winning 11 games is huge. I mean, since the Super Bowl. And we haven't had too many quarterbacks who have been Hall of Famers, Sammy Baugh and Sonny Jurgensen, right? I think that's it. And we've got a guy who can make it happen at the end of games. And what he does is so special. I mean, we just have to enjoy it. We just have to appreciate it because we haven't had a guy like this. And hey, all due respect to you guys, who said that Drake May was a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels?
Well, that was Jason Bishop. That's Jason Bishop's hill to die on.
I also had him ranked above Jaden Daniels. And you know what? He may turn out to be better than Jaden Daniels. Drake May, if you look at some of the analytics, is having a damn good season with almost no help.
Yeah. But Skip brings up a good point. I mean, Jaden Daniels led the team, obviously. And now and I've spoken about this before. Now the team doesn't have to worry about quarterback for 10 years. You're set. Like, the Chicago Bears, this offseason, they're still going to be concerned about their quarterback because of the way Caleb Williams has played as a rookie.
Oh, yeah. They got to get the right coach, remember, the right coordinator. They got to get the quarterback right.
Remember, too, there was a lot of talk about, well, look at Caleb Williams. Look at this situation that he's going into in Chicago. It's perfectly set up for him where they bring in DeAndre Swift. They bring in Keenan Allen. They draft Roma Dunze. They've got DJ Moore there. And what happened? He face planted as a rookie outside of a couple decent games, but he didn't have any sort of impact like Jaden Daniels has in Chicago. So
he may actually lead the rookies in 300 yard games, but okay, they haven't won a game since the Hail Mary.
I know. And it's,
they haven't won one game since that Donk Stevenson talked trash during the Hail Mary play to the fans. And then he runs on the field and tips it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Commanders win via Hail Mary there.
So the Bears, they still have to worry about quarterback. That's still a big issue for them going forward. That's not the case here in Washington. They've found their quarterback and hit on him at number two. And it was a grand slam by Adam Peters, Dan Quinn. Everybody was in on scouting him. And, look, he was the no-brainer pick at number two with Caleb off the board. But I'm guessing Ryan Poles would like to go back and redo his pick.
800-636-1067. Taking your calls on a Victory Monday. Play the music, Cakes.
I can do that.
We mentioned this in the first segment, but I think it is worth mentioning again. They're converting on fourth downs at a clip of 86.36%.
That's absurd. That's an absurd number. And it's to the point now where you don't even really question if Quinn is going for it. Now, if they're deep in their own territory, if they're on their own 20, if they're in bad field position, of course they're going to punt it. But if they're in, if they're past the 50 and it's fourth and five or less, especially with the shoddy kicking situation they've had this year, you know he's going for it.
Last week, 100%. It was fourth and 10, Cakes.
Right.
Fourth and 10, third quarter, and they decide to go for it. And Jaden has that signature run in that game, which helps turn that game around. Mm-hmm. And in this game, there's a fourth and five.
Didn't EB
easily punt.
EB used to rail against Dan Campbell for going for it all the time. And that's maybe a little bit, it's a different scenario because Jared Goff can't move, obviously, like Jaden Daniels can. I'm going to guess he's changed his tune as far as coaches being aggressive on fourth downs with the success that we've seen here, obviously, with Quinn and Jaden Daniels.
And I love the first touchdown where he rolls to the left, and it looks like it's a run-pass option with the ball in his hand, and you're thinking, oh, he's going to scramble for the touchdown.
Sure.
But then they come up on him, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll just throw the touchdown pass here. And he had two guys. Mm-hmm. There was one defender on two receivers.
Yep. That's what I believe when he picked Zacchaeus.
Yes.
Zacchaeus was open in the end zone.
But they're, you know, the thing about the fourth downs, like you say, is they're not just, you know, tush push fourth downs gimmies. Because I'm looking at their percentage last year. Last year, they were at 55%, which you would think is decent, right? But 86%, number one in the league. Buffalo's at 83%, Kansas City is 73%. What do those three teams have in common, Cakes?
Mobile quarterbacks, star quarterbacks.
Yeah, Philly's number four, too. I mean, and Detroit's number five. They're all good teams.
Right, playoff teams, absolutely. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Let's also not underestimate the last offseason. Remember this summer, there were a lot of complaining going on about how we weren't shooting for the fences, getting the elite athletes, and we just did these sort of minor updates. But what we've done is, because I was watching the game yesterday and the week before, and you look at it and you go like, oh, this defense, how could they let these plays go on? And the offensive line's got holes in it. But there was enough of an upgrade to give Jaden Daniels the supporting cast that's letting him do his magic. Could you imagine, you know, if it was last year, he might have 60 sacks.
Yeah, I mean, he was sacked a bunch last night.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
that was
yeah.
an issue.
Five sacks.
I mean, it was probably a scary moment for all Commanders fans when he was folded over and his leg.
Not great.
Did not look to be in a good position.
Terrifying, actually.
Yeah, but I mean, he's just, you look at what he's doing with his legs of late in particular. He's been their leading rusher the last three games. So against New Orleans, he ran for 66. Seems so pedestrian now.
Right.
Against Philly, it was 81. And then yesterday, 127.
I mean, we said he might get 1,000 as a rookie. Now, the rib injury derailed that, but he's going to come close to it because he's at, what, 864? So, I mean, if he gets 50 against the Cowboys, and I'm just basically automatically chalking him up for 50 yards, that gets him over 900 as a rookie, which is outstanding.
He's been their leading rusher in 8 out of 16 games.
Right.
You know, you want to get more from the running backs. You didn't get great production out of Brian Robinson, Rodriguez, and Minkins overall. They had their moments in the game yesterday. I mean, was it McNichols who had that second effort for the first down?
Yes. That was a critical play,
too. That was a great play.
Where he stretched the ball out, like that extra half yard to pick up the first down. That was huge.
Rodriguez, of course, scored a touchdown yesterday. But Jaden, the leading rusher for the third straight week.
All right, let's go to Chris. He's calling in from Haymarket. Chris, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, gents, let me paint a picture for you right now. First of all, a lot of respect for what you do, because I stayed up late for this game, and I have 1,100 miles to go, and it's just me and my dog headed back to Virginia from South Florida. Ooh. I just want to say what you guys do is very difficult.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Couple cocktails. This is a weird time because you're gaining new fans. I was watching the game with my 15-year-old daughter, my 13-year-old son, and my wife. And she's from New England. She's a Pats fan. And they're just basically saying, and my daughter doesn't even care about football, but my son and I are high-fiving. This is a weird time because you're gaining new fans in the area now. It's unbelievable watching. I'm watching from afar. You know, I've been a diehard for 45 years. And watching them saying, are we becoming, you know, Redskins, Commanders fans? And the answer is yes, because it's so electrifying watching this team, what they're doing every single day. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am as a fan, and to have new people get involved and seeing this, it's fun.
It's definitely going to continue to grow. Safe travels, by the way. 1,100 miles, it's a lot, man.
That's no joke.
We had Scott Abraham on the show on Friday.
Right.
He comes on regularly from ABC7, and he did a bit on Twitter where he was like, send me your picture if you get a Jaden Daniels jersey for Christmas.
Yeah,
he got hundreds of responses.
Saw that. And by the way, Chris brought up a good point. Because somebody, like one person out of many that responded to a picture that I had of me and two of my kids at the Eagles game, somebody was like, way to be a bandwagon Commanders fan, cakes. And I didn't really respond to him on Twitter, but I'm going to respond to him now.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Does it start with F and end with U?
No. I'm going to be very civil about this. You want, if you're a Commanders fan or any other what was a downtrodden franchise, I don't care what sport it is, baseball, hockey, football, basketball, you should welcome new people into the party. Like, do you remember how embarrassing it was to look at the stands at FedEx Field over the last 5 to 7 years when it was nothing but an invading horde of, you guys saw it at the Vikings game when the Vikings came to play, or anytime the Giants or the Eagles come into play. It's freaking embarrassing.
It still happens to some extent, but it's going to change. Like the Steelers game, tons of Steelers fans.
It's going to take time to filter them out. But if the Commanders have been terrible for 25 years, you should welcome in anybody new to the party. You shouldn't have this highfalutin, snobby, oh, how dare you come to the party late and root for this team? Like, you should be welcome. Like, do you think I was killing people for being bandwagon Caps fans back in 2018 when they went on their amazing run? Of course I wasn't. You want those people to come in. Don't be exclusionary to the party. Let's have fun at the party. Let's all just welcome people in. Can we do that, please?
What people don't get is...
Yeah, I need to get that off my chest.
What people don't get is you're also wanting to make your kids happy.
Sure.
Who are Commanders fans.
My kids, like,
so you're taking them to a game.
How pathetic and awful most Commanders or Washington football team, whatever the name's been over the last few years, Sundays have been. You've seen it. You've experienced it with your kids. Kelsey's a fan. Like my kids, they became ambivalent. It didn't matter to them. Like, it wasn't special. Now they drafted their special quarterback. They found their guy. there's a rising tide of excitement about the team. So don't kick away the new fans that are interested in your product. There you go. That's me stepping off my soapbox. Let's go to Annette. Apparently, we're killing in Haymarket today, JP. Annette,
what's up,
good
Annette?
Morning. You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. Well, it's a happy Monday.
Yep, Victory Monday.
Interesting. Isn't it interesting that on Mondays when they have won, the whole town seems to be exuberant. They're so happy. I don't know if you remember, I'm the 86-year-old woman that called last year, and you told me to call him back. I've never called back. But the man who said he'd been here a long time, I think I told you, my dad took me to see Sammy Ball when I was very young. So I've been a fan a long time, even though my husband was transferred all over the country, and we always went to the other teams, but we never stopped rooting for the Skins. I'm concerned about the penalties. Most of them, they're trying to protect them, and they're doing things that they shouldn't do. Of course, as everybody knows, you could call a penalty on the offensive line almost every down. But they've got to stop. And when Vladek is in there, that line is much improved. I have to say, I don't know who the third string was, but he did much better. The second string absolutely did not. They came right through. My heart goes in my throat when Jason carries the ball and they tackle him. He's such a tiny little thing that every time he runs, you know, you want him to run, but boy, when they maul him like that, you wonder if he's ever going to get up.
So far, so good. I mean, he did have the injury earlier in the season, but so far, so good. He's had some scary moments.
Yep.
It's probably going to be the way it is for his career. I think you got to live with that based on what he gives you with his legs.
Right. If he's gonna rip off 120 rushing yards, you're just going to have to live with some violent car crash type collisions. He's going to get in those every once in a while. Now, he's got a pretty good knack of when to get out of bounds. And he scoots out right before he takes a lot of the big hits. So hopefully he increases that, doesn't take too many of those foldovers, because those can be scary.
800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, we've got John Kine from ESPN.com joining us at 7. We've got our colleague check-in at 8:25. We'll talk to Danny Ruye. Funny Danny from the Grant and Danny Show.
Very good.
And then EB's going to check in at 9:25.
Okay, yes.
He's going to be riding a high. I just wanted to point this out about Jane Daniels. You mentioned that he's 20th in the NFL in rushing.
Yeah.
He's not a running back. He's a quarterback. He's 20th in the NFL in rushing.
Yep.
He's got a shot, outside shot at 1,000 yards, but 900 yards is there.
I mean, if he gets 1,000, he has a bomb game against Dallas. I don't think that's happening, but...
Here's what I wanted to point out.
Yeah.
He's got 25 touchdown passes now.
Yeah.
That's eighth in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He is fourth in QBR. Here are the guys ahead of Jaden Daniels right now in QBR, which is an ESPN analytics stat on quarterbacks and their passes. The only guys ahead of them are Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
That's a pretty solid list.
It's pretty good company.
Say. Yeah.
Pretty good company.
Adam Peters, please give that man a merit raise for drafting Jaden Daniels at number two.
Talking about Jaden Daniels' comeback win, the Commanders clinching a playoff berth up to 11 wins this season. More of your calls next at 800-636-1067. Welcome back on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chinigo Maios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. I hate to ruin the momentum because I said, you got to start with Jaden Daniels.
Sure.
And you got to end with Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
But man, their rush defense blows.
Oh, it's not very good at all. I mean, it was 29th ranked coming into the game. I can't imagine it improved after last night. And look, you're not going to blame Jonathan Allen because it's been bad while he's been sidelined most of the season. So I'm not blaming him for what happened.
How much did he play
last night?
I couldn't tell.
Snap counts. I don't know off the top of my head. But look. It's clearly something that's going to need to be rectified by the front office during the offseason. And I mean, you've got a lot of money tied up in that position to be ranked in the bottom, bottom 5 or bottom 10%. It's not a great look. So we'll have to see what Adam Peters and the bean counters do during the offseason to try to shore up that spot.
And here's the thing. In the playoffs, they're probably going to face either the Eagles.
Yep.
And we've seen what Saquon Barkley can do against them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll face the Rams.
Kyren Williams is pretty adept at running the football.
Kyren Williams has been a beast.
Yep.
I think there's a chance they could play Tampa. Like, there's... It kind of depends on what the Rams do and what Tampa does.
You see what Bucky Irving did to the Carolina Panthers yesterday? He had quite a day. So
Baker had a pretty good day, too.
And anybody they face is going to have a capable running back once you get to the playoffs. So, like, they can't really dodge that. It's just something they're going to have to try to overcome. And look, they're just going to I'm sure they're at the point now where they're thinking, you know, they wouldn't say this out loud. They're just going to have to outscore teams that are like that. Teams that are capable of putting 28, 30, 35 or more points on the board, because they know they can't stop. They can't slow them down, at least rushing wise. They're going to get there.
The Commanders had a lull for 3 weeks where they lost three games in a row, went from 7-2 to 7-5. But that was against the Steelers, which you think about it, that's one time they didn't convert
right.
by a spot.
Mm-hmm.
On the Zach Ertz pass. I mean, not to say that they definitely would have won that game, but they were 10 yards from makeable field goal range. Then they lost to Philly. The Dallas game is perplexing looking back on it. They lose that game. But since then, in three out of the four games, they're over 30 points. They put up 42 on Tennessee. They put up 36 on Philadelphia. They put up 30 yesterday. Okay, helped by overtime. But the offense is firing, and it's mostly because Jaden Daniels has taken it upon himself to be the leading rusher in the last three games. I remember EB doing the let Jaden cook bit. Mm-hmm. Totally agree with that. If you have a talent like Jaden Daniels, you just got to let him be.
I did.
And you're going to have some scary hits.
Well, like the scary one, I think it was near the goal line, if I'm correct, where he took it like right on the rib. It looked like the dude came out of like the blind side and just cracked him. That one gave me pause, but he popped right up. He was fine. Hopefully that's the case going forward. 800-636-1067 is the number on a Victory Monday as the Commanders nab their 11th win of the season, something they haven't done since 1991. Let's go to Greg. He's listening in Fairfax. What's up, Greg? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey,
what's up, Greg?
Very exciting game to watch last night. What I was impressed with is Chris Rodriguez runs so violently. I mean, he is such a north and south runner. When he has that ball, you're just not getting him down. So for that the few plays that he came in and just ran like that was so impressive to see. And, you know, he did it with purpose and scored. And, you know, that was awesome. But also behind a line that had two injured linemen. I mean, I think our plug and play with some of these guys is just incredibly impressive. And I watched the Bobby Wagner interview on Peacock afterwards. That guy is just a stud. We've got to keep Bobby Wagner. He just brings so much to this team.
I'd imagine that they're going to do everything they can to keep him here.
Yeah, it was just such a fun game to watch, and it's nice to be able to, you know, to have this. I've been lived in the Northern Virginia area for 65 years. I've got two 30-year-old sons, and for them to finally see what it's like to have some glory days with the team.
It's nice,
they've heard about all mine during the 70s and everything, but actually now they can see this. It's wonderful. So. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have
a great
day.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate that. Thanks for listening.
My daughter's back in L.A., but you know, she's an influencer, so she puts out a lot of content on social media. She did a live reaction shot of watching the play.
Yeah.
I guess you have the camera on before, and watching the game winner, and she just went nuts dancing.
Sure.
And that is a person who had her room painted burgundy and gold.
That's right.
And has had very little in her whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, she blamed me one time a couple of years ago, like, why did you make me a Washington fan? It's so torturous.
Like, you made her root for the Commanders.
Right. But you introduce them to sports, you introduce them to teams, and she became a big fan of the Redskins back then. She got to shake RG3's hand. We took her to training camp.
Nice.
I have a picture of her with RG3. And that was basically the one season that she celebrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, they got in the playoffs with Ron Rivera. That was a sub-500 team.
Right. It was gross. Backdoored their way into the playoffs.
This is a team led by a quarterback that makes you believe you're going to be in the playoff hunt every year.
Makes it feel sustainable.
And you've got a shot in every game.
It feels sustainable. This doesn't feel like a fluke like you're talking about. It doesn't feel like, an NFC East title win by backdooring when the NFC East was at its lowest point probably in the last 50 years.
Right.
It doesn't feel like that.
By no means are they a favorite against teams like Detroit, right. Minnesota.
Nor should they be. They should be favorites against them.
But with that guy under center, you got a shot.
You're always in the mix.
You got a shot.
Yep.
And absolutely. Like you said, long-term prospectus,
yep.
They build around him, add some premier talent.
Right.
It should be, you know, getting better each year. Now, next year, they'll have a tougher schedule.
Yep.
And things okay. can change.
Yep.
But, man, that guy's brought life to that stadium.
It was a dead.
You know what we haven't heard from lately? People complaining about the stadium right. experience. And I'm not saying it's gotten better.
No.
But when you have the winning and you have a guy like mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, you hear a lot less complaints about the stadium experience.
It keeps all of that to cricket level.
Yes.
Like there's very little of that when the team is winning 11 games and clinching playoff spots. Let's go to Jay. He's listening in Indian Head. What's up, Jay? Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning, Junkies.
What's up, man?
So, yeah, we were talking about, you guys just mentioned stadium experience. I went to the Philly game last week, and it was definitely electric. It was actually for my son's birthday. He just turned 12 on Christmas Eve.
It's awesome.
He actually got, he was actually able to get Kenny Pickett's game gloves. So, yeah, so you know.
Tiniest glove in the stadium, Kenny Pickett's game glove.
Yeah, hey, look, man, and I wear a large-size glove, and I tried to put his on my hands. I was trying to squeeze them. I was like, oh, yeah, this ain't going to work. I don't want to rip the game gear. So
you felt like OJ.
But yeah.
Glove didn't fit.
I'm not making a comp right. to you and OJ. I'm just saying, like,
right.
makes sense
right.
with the so glove bit.
So I'll do something with them. But, okay, as far as us, okay,
you better replace that 9-volt in that smoke detector, my friend. Yeah. I know that hustle. We all
sorry,
do.
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Sorry about that. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we get in the playoffs, and I had called Grant Danny like a week and a half ago or something like that and said, we get in the dance. We got a chance as any team in NFC. And, of course, you know, with Jaden, man, he had his mic Kobe moment last night. You know, I watched him do it in the playoffs in the clutch. I watched LeBron do it too. But that was something that he put the team on his back. Everybody was excited. The place was electric. So I really do feel like we got a good chance. You know, we got to learn how to stop the run. I don't know if that's going to take the offseason. We go out and get a couple good pieces. But we got a good shot. I think we got a real good shot to make some serious noise in the playoffs, whether it's the NFC Championship debut, for a long time, but we'll see.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call.
How many game-winning drives is that for Jaden Daniels? That's the last 2 weeks. Technically, the Hail Mary game, that's three just off the top of my head.
By the way, he mentioned LeBron James, and it did make me chuckle that LeBron, during the Christmas Day games that the NBA put on that nobody watches anymore,
yep.
and how he was like, "That this is our day. Christmas Day is our day. Did you see the ratings? I think the ratings for the NBA games were like, topped off near 5 million. And of course, the NFL on Netflix had like 25 million viewers. So you can keep thinking the NBA it owns Christmas. It's no longer the case.
We did a whole topic about this last week and put up a poll. And the poll was simple. It was, what did you watch on Christmas? Did you watch NFL,
right.
NBA,
mm-hmm.
both, or neither?
Right.
If you added NBA and both, it was like 13%.
Right.
That's it.
That makes
nobody
right.
watched the NBA on Christmas Day.
You're not going to pick the NBA when the NFL is on.
Coming up next, our pal John Keim, ESPN.com insider, will join us. Victory Monday. We're playing the music all show. We'll take more of your calls a little bit later. But John Keim joins us next on The Junkies.